Exposure. It's Friday, a little bit after 2. It is not 7 minutes to 9. It is 2:15. We were late.
Yep.
Shotgun won her laundry. Yep. And I was also late anyway, so.
We missed the bus.
We decided to miss it. We didn't miss it by accident.
Maybe. Anyways, I'm Shotgun.
Did you try and miss the bus?
No.
You just said maybe. Anyway. It's not important. We're not going to have our personal squabbles on air, at least right now.
Because we never do that.
Because that's not what we do on this show.
Anyways, ever. I'm Shotgun Molly.
And I'm Klondike Cat.
Mm-hmm. And did we announce that this is Northeastern Exposure?
I don't know. Yes.
Well,
no.
This
now is Northeastern, you know, Exposure. Folks. In case you weren't listening / paying attention, which you should be.
For shame.
Shame. Okay. Anyway. The last song. The one before that wasn't really us. But the song we just played was Little Lover So Polite from, surprise, surprise, Silver Sun Pickups from, what is this album called? Carnivaz. 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 Carnivaz.
You could even say Carnaves. I don't know.
Ooh.
That sounds like weirdly kind of like piratey, like you knave, Carnave.
Like, you Carnave. No one says that. Okay, anyway,
no,
so
no one does.
It
Well, we hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, and, yeah. There we didn't get to have a show.
No.
In case you were waiting for us on Friday, we were at home.
Actually, my mother was waiting for us.
Oh, really?
Called, yeah, that's what she called. She's like, I can't hear anything. There's nothing going on. Did I download the wrong software? I'm like, you don't have to download to listen.
I wonder what she ended up downloading.
I don't know. I really don't know. Anyways, I'm like, yeah, it's break. So, hope you.
Yeah, we made dinner. We hung out with
another
someone else,
Fairbanks friend.
Fairbanks friend. Yeah. Can we make up a code name?
Code name?
Yeah.
Sure, we can make up a code name. What kind of code name do you want?
I don't know. I feel like...
You're going to have to think about that one, yeah. Anyways, we did make Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
I made a turkey, and it was edible.
Yes, it was. It's still edible, actually. We still have turkey.
Yeah.
We need to do something with that, but...
Yeah, so I was happy, because apparently if you... I've always... made the stuffing where you stuff it in the bird.
Yep.
But when I was looking up recipes, it was like, yeah, so the FDA
says don't do that.
Recommends not to do that because you could like food poison people if you don't
but
cook
that's,
the turkey
that's,
all the way.
I mean, so. That's kind of like, you know, obvious.
Well, yeah, but as a first time turkey.
Well, yeah, by your, you'd be like, I'm going to do this. Oh, the FDA. Maybe not as excited.
I don't know, but nobody got food poisons, but I don't think anybody ate the stuffing aside from me, so.
I ate some of it.
Oh, you did?
I think we still have stuffing, honestly.
We have the stuff that we didn't stuff up the turkeys.
We can stuff so many crude. There's some quotes from this weekend. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of stuffing. I feel like I can hear an echo, but I don't know. Anyway, so we made a lot of bread to go as croutons up the turkey, and we had a lot of extra that I don't think could have fit in said turkey.
No, that would have been really bad. It would have just...
So we would have had...
been bad.
stuffing overflow. Yeah, I don't want to explain that quote anyway.
No.
So...
No, you don't.
I just don't know if it would be funny or not. I don't. I mean, I it would be kind of funny, but not as funny as when we said it.
Well, we were trying to figure out. I'm thinking about the one about making the cavity.
Yeah,
we
that was like, making out, like, is that like a natural cavity in the back, or like do they puncture a hole in the back of a turkey and they're like, this is your new hole? The turkey is obviously dead.
Because
we
were wondering, you know, are we stuffing this up a turkey's bum or? What?
Well, I think it's different because they've taken all the organs out.
Yeah.
So like there would be. It's like. If you had a box and you put a balloon, you blew up a balloon inside the box,
mm-hmm.
and the outside, so there's the box, there's the balloon. Uh-huh. This part, the end part of the balloon would be the ass.
Uh-huh.
But since there's no balloon to stuff said stuffing up, it's kind of just inside, not in the, technically speaking,
we didn't stuff any. I love your metaphor. You're really going all.
I think that's effective, though, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Our listeners probably have no idea, but
maybe
you,
because I can see you miming the whole process.
Miming
to
stuffing,
yeah,
stuffing up a turkey's ass. But anyway.
But that's. So you're wondering if they made the discussions.
If they made the cavity or not, which I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
I mean, because anyway, let's not talk about that more. So, what else? What else have we done since it's been about 2 weeks? So,
yeah, it's like I know we've done stuff.
It's like everything happened and yet nothing happened. Well, we went to Costco.
Oh, that was fun. There's a lot of giant. I still have that whole jar of. I got a whole jar of artichoke hearts, which I'm
very excited about.
Incredibly
a little
excited.
Too excited. So okay. Excited you didn't realize we already had a jar of artichoke hearts at the apartment.
Well, yeah, but these were like in the mixture, like the vinegary mixture.
I think they're in the mixture in the can.
Really?
I think so.
Anyways, well,
anyway, so you got more, open. Which is
anyways,
what's, yeah,
and,
we both
and
tried.
And honestly, I tried
I think
my
you should just break it open.
Yeah, yeah. Or we could just go over to one of the neighbors and say, hey, I can't open this jar, please. Please.
Maybe we get a pill. Ooh, which neighbor should we visit?
I don't know.
The guy that smokes on the catwalk.
Yeah.
That would be. I haven't actually seen him out there. This is one of our, not really one of our neighbors so much as someone that lives, I don't want to say outside
you're
my window.
Making mouth sounds.
I didn't mean to. So anyway, I just did it again.
Yep.
Damn it.
It's contagious.
I just gave her the finger, FYI. So, there's a window in my room. There's two windows in my room. There's one that faces a row of apartments, and there's a guy that used to smoke cigarettes out on the catwalk, or the, whatever you want to call it.
Possibly watch Cat Lay.
Maybe watch me. Don't use my first name. Now everyone knows who I am. Not that wasn't clear to our listeners, who are pretty much all personal friends, but whatever. Anyway, so I haven't seen him out there recently. Mm-hmm. He's really cute, too.
Cute, but he's a peeping Tom.
We don't. He's. It's not like he's out there just like
you're
looking in my window.
The
he's smoking.
Fine, fine. You're just gonna. You know. He just happens
it's
to be
not
smoking. Like
it's not. Okay. It's
in the
direction
not like, of your window.
His window is like he never like it isn't like it's not like he moves closer on the catwalk towards my window and like stands up on a chair and smokes a cigarette. He's standing right outside his own apartment.
Well, yeah, but he's looking towards the building instead of like away from the building. Which why would you be looking towards the building when you're having a smoke break? I mean, if you have like a much better view,
it's
like,
not really like
otherwise.
A rule you have to look away from the other building.
That's true, but the fact that he seems to point. Anyway, I'm just
I don't
saying,
think it's that big of a deal. Okay, it's not like the man's out there standing there watching me. He's smoking a cigarette. It's not like he's just like.
One day you're gonna look over and there's going to be he's gonna have a cigarette and goggles.
I
will say
that,
I told you so. I told you so.
If that happens. I'm going to open my window and yell at him.
Oh, I hope you do.
But
make sure
before
you
that,
first.
I think he's cute and I'm enjoying it. So
okay. Well, that, I think
he wears sweater vests. Think about that. Yeah, that's right. You're already starting to forgive him because he's got a sweater vest.
Yeah, yeah.
And glasses.
I'm not saying that's a healthy
oh,
thing.
Okay.
Anyways.
So anyway, I haven't seen him recently. I'm disappointed. I also haven't seen Julian Casablancas in Massachusetts, which I'm also disappointed about.
Have we introduced Julian to our
I don't know. Maybe we,
radio
maybe we have.
Listeners?
Listener. All five of them.
I would be surprised if we had five.
A good estimate.
I'd be happy if we had five.
I would imagine there are people listening.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. I mean, I when I lived in Fairbanks, I definitely would, when I would be driving home at night, sometimes I would turn on the College Station there and listen to people banter. Mm-hmm. There were actually two guys that were actually pretty funny.
Who were they?
I don't know. I don't know them. I mean, they...
Did you know the show?
What do you mean, did I know the show?
Do you know, like, the show that they had that they were bantering on?
I think... Oh, it was one of the ones where they... It wasn't Dead Air. It was, they would review things. They would review, like, television shows and movies. And sometimes they would get off topic and, you know, I don't know, talk about the long line at the video store or whatever.
Yep.
But they were like their banter was really funny, and I think they knew each other really well. That's probably why they had a show together. So anyway, that was funny. So maybe I mean I would listen to that. I knew when they came on at like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and I would listen to that whenever I was in the car at night. So So I listened to that, but I like eavesdropping, so.
Yeah.
It's just kind of legitimate eavesdropping. So anyway, there's this guy that goes to UMass.
Nice segue.
That,
so anyway.
Anyway. Keep going. If anyone, I'm hoping people are familiar with the Strokes. The guy that sings, Julian Casablancas, is ridiculously adorable. Not really adorable. I'm just going to go with sexy. I'm not even going to candy coat that with adorable. He's adorable, but, you know.
He does not resemble a kitten.
No, he doesn't.
Let's hope he doesn't resemble a kitten to you, because then that...
And that's just a whole other thing we are not going to talk about. He doesn't resemble a kitten. He's very attractive. And he's continued to be attractive for years. He's still attractive.
Sometimes like attractive people actually, do that.
I'm not going to talk about it. Anyway, so this guy looks like Julian Casablancas. Doesn't have like the interesting kind of weird hair that Julian Casablancas usually has.
Probably doesn't have the same stylist.
No, he doesn't. But if he did, whoo, I would be sitting next to him. But I never see him on the bus, so... he's just adorable.
Or would you really be sitting next to him?
No,
or would you be...
I would just watch him.
Unabashedly.
No, actually, I don't do that on the bus. I don't watch people unabashedly. It's not like I just like stare at them with big saucer eyes.
Well, actually, no, that happened to me. I was sitting waiting for the bus. Mm-hmm.
Somebody staring at you.
There was a person in the bus in another bus that I was not going to take.
Yeah.
He was just looking over and just staring at me, and I was just like.
I always think people can't see me when I'm inside the bus.
I know. I kind of wondered about that.
Maybe he didn't
but
know.
But I kind of could, like...
You should have just waved and been like...
No. I don't... No.
What is he going to do? Get off the bus and be like, I'm going to hit on that girl. That's the If he was going to do that, if anyone's thinking that that would be a good idea, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well,
and it's creepy.
Well, I don't make presuppositions on, you know, how smart somebody is or not, so...
Get off the bus? Just, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's a bold move.
That is a very bold. That's so bold a move. I would immediately be like, no. Mm-hmm. Almost. It would. So Julian Casablancas in Massachusetts did that. I don't know. I would give him a chance, but most other people, no. Yes, I'm a terrible person. Tell me something I don't know.
No. Speaking of things that you don't know, or
speaking of things that you don't know,
random facts. You were.
Yes.
Telling me about this lady who happened to be on the Britannia, the Olympia, and the Titanic.
Yep. And they all sank. She was on every single one of them. And I think she lived through all of them.
Yeah. What was her name?
Something Jessup. I feel like it was a Jane. No, not Jane. Something.
That was like Martha or something like that.
No. Well, because there's the unsinkable Molly Brown. I don't think she was on all three ships.
Who I happened to be named after.
Oh, really?
Yep. Huh. It's a lot better than Iris. Which apparently was my great-grandmother, so, whoops, sorry. But,
well,
I like Molly
better.
You didn't
want to be named Iris then. I don't think, we had a family friend who was named Iris, but I don't think I was almost named after her. I think my parents knew her after I was named, so.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any, like, names that you might have been named?
I was going to be Alicia. And just for our listeners' clarification, I would have been the fourth Alicia in a row.
In the generations.
Abuelita, her daughter, me. That's unnecessary, people.
Don't you
it's
hate your
not
Abuelita?
The 18th century anymore, or anything before that. You can even get into the 20th century. People still do that. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Again, I mean, giving people the same name and just like to commemorate someone who, A, maybe is still alive, or who was maybe a manipulative bitch.
You're talking about your grandmother.
I am talking about my grandmother. I'm sorry, family members, but she's not really a nice person. I mean, she's. Yeah.
And then
you
would have been named after her. That's probably why you hate the name so much, right?
No, I just. I wouldn't have. I don't think that would match my personality. Alicia? Allie? I can kind of see Allie, but I just think of people who I don't like are named Allie, so.
I keep thinking of Allie McBeal, and you're not anything to me.
I've never
like
seen
Allie
that show.
She's kind of wimpy, let's just say that. You know, she's just like.
Should I be flattered?
No.
No, you should I be flattered that I'm not like that?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
She seems to have, like, all these panic attacks and, you know, like.
That does happen.
But, like, in a very, like, she's very vulnerable and frail. as far as episodes I've watched, all the time, completely neurotic. And, you know, as much as I,
as much as I am neurotic,
claim to be, you know, the opposite of this person's character, it's just so much is very annoying. I wish she had her, she needs to get her own efficacy, if you ask me, but. Yeah.
Okay, so.
So we're talking about the, wait, we're talking about the lady who survived those three.
Oh, I think it's, Jessica.
Jessica.
Or Jessie. Jessica. Yeah. I think it was a double J.
Honestly, by the third ship that sunk on me, I'd be seriously, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, fuck transatlantic travel.
You know, it's like. Yeah.
And I wonder if they were all making the same trip, too. Like, if they were all going on that route. Like, oh, we're going to go from, you know, New York to London or wherever they do that. And if it was always across the Atlantic.
Especially, like, if I, you know, if the, I don't know, do you know the order of the ships?
No, which ones I don't.
Because I would think that the Titanic would have been more recent, but that might just be because.
You look it up. You have your computer open.
I could.
I feel like the Titanic would have been the last one.
Yeah.
But. I feel like as far as oceanic fuck-ups, that's pretty notable. But I don't know that for a fact. She's typing.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, no, so I honestly just like, oh, God. Seriously? Seriously?
As it goes down, just, not again. That or she's, like, really prepared in her cabin, like, with her life vest and her, you know, insulated and... She has, like, a scuba suit on, and she's just totally ready for it to go down at any moment. Her bags are packed the whole way.
Yeah. Okay. Walk on. Yes, this is my maillot de bain, you know.
What did you say?
It's French for, for swimsuit.
That's nice. Did you find anything yet?
No, nothing. Anyways, I think we should play a song because, whoa.
Did you find something interesting?
I found an interesting song, though.
Okay.
So why don't we hit that?
Wow.
In a non-sexual way.
Let's tap that song. No. No one says that. And once again, if they do, it's like someone waving at you and you getting off the bus to hit on them.
Inappropriate. Don't do that.
Inappropriate. Squirrel rape. Inappropriate touch.
That has a story.
That does it. Well, it does, yeah. I watch squirrels. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're on A.
Are you on A?
No, you're on A.
Okay, I'm on A. Good.
Just me. All right. I'm glad you're fastidious in your input.
Time, I'll be back again. The birds and the bees be attracting her. The pretty little flowers on the racks blend. Filled with meat named Sip the Riesling. I'm thinking about white. The match the season is visit the garden, the rivet parks. Bring it to your eyes, delivered hops.
Do you remember me? Do you remember me? Miss Hillary. I'm going overseas. Come fly with me, I'll give you all. I'm going overseas. Come fly with me, I'll give you all.
My dear. Hey. When I'm overseas, your love's come over me. Attacking me viciously in the sweet way that's loving to me. Gifts, some diamond rings, a card, it's nothing to me. Send a picture, her mail package, something to me. Have a cup of my tea, all the suckers should leave. Baby, I'm no sucker, I'm free. Hate your numbers to me. You send a picture, I send a picture, that's comforted me. Star gets lonely at night, only in moments of bright. We just can't get enough of us, this is our night. The moon is saying something to us, apple time's bright. Her eyes set lips are the softest. Let's go in the wind and get driven by the forces.
slay in the wind and can dribble by the frost. Miss Hillary.
Locked the hell out. You keep talking and you might block the hell out, so shut up. Today, cause tomorrow isn't promised. Got nothing to lose, so I might as well be honest with you. Everybody dies, but we're born to live regardless. So if you're living life to the fullest, then I'm rocking with you harder than some armor. Let's just rock the hell out. I play to win, that's why I'm pulling all the stops the hell out. And if you never sell your soul, you can't be bought the hell out. And when you hold your head high while you walk the hell out, they'll shut up.
ship sail on dry land, children, yeah. Unhappy am I with all the powers that I possess, yeah. Yeah, you're the key to my happiness, and I'm hanging next to you, man.
Anyway, so yeah,
you're listening,
we're back
to Northeastern Exposure. FYI, I'm Shotgun Molly.
I'm Klondike Cat, and this is our radio show on Hampshire Your Radio.
Yep. So you were just listening to the most recent song was I can't get next to you, which was a cover that Al Green did of a Temptation song.
Yep.
It's very old school blues.
Very old school. And the song before that was Vivi Brown with Shark in the Water, and then something Shut Lynette. Shut the Fuck Up Boy from, what's her name?
I don't know.
Something, her last name is Lynette. Holly.
we'll go to history. Oh. It'll just show up. Recently closed tabs.
Okay, fine, just type whatever. Something Lynette.
Yes.
You okay. Go on Bust magazine and go down and it'll say listen to something Lynette stat.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, and the song
Nikki Lynette, there we go.
Thank you. The song before that was Theophilus London, Flying Out to Sea, which featured Solange.
Flying overseas, sorry.
Featuring Solange Knowles.
I think she did a thumbs up.
I think those are all our songs. We got through that. Woo. Anyway.
We remember what happened 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We are not goldfish.
or have any short-term memory glitches. So yeah, that's comforting.
Yep.
God, that would suck as a radio show if you didn't remember.
You would just say the same things over and over.
You just keep saying the same things and then playing the same songs or song over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great song. You should listen to it. Oh, this is a great song. You should listen to it. Anyways.
I don't know what I'd do. I do know what I'd do if someone did that on the radio. I'd either turn it off or call them. Anyway, so.
Come over here and murder them.
Like, you need to stop playing the song now. Okay, so anyway, what else were we going to talk about?
Oh, yeah, hipsters with very tiny, ironic dogs.
Yeah, and I wonder if they have them to be ironic, or if they...
The statement dog.
The statement dog is a tiny dog. That's hilarious.
Well, I mean...
But I wonder...
Trust people to, you know, make another living creature a statement thing.
Well, it is. I mean, people make statements to other people. As their statement.
Sometimes I feel like babies are almost like a statement accessory.
Oh, they totally
are. It's like, thank you for flaunting your fertility in front of me. I just happen not to be doing that.
I kind of think it's only flaunting if you take personal offense to it.
Well, no, people are like saying, well, or kind of making the assumption that they're more important than other people because they're, you know, parents. Because I'm a mother.
Because I'm a mother.
I mean, there are, and
it doesn't make them a better person.
Yeah.
No.
And so
that's right, all you mothers. That doesn't make you better than us. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Well, you know, because I mean, the alternative.
Not that
like,
I think I'm better than them, but
to like being a,
maybe a little bit.
You know, proud of being a mother is like I'm a mother, and then not being proud, and then that sounds possibly damaging.
What?
People who are not happy to be mothers, you know, like, I mean, what's the alternative? I mean, socially, I think it would be much more unacceptable to be unhappy being a mother than to be a mother and be happy about it. So
I think they're equal.
But within society and like the way society would look at you.
Okay, I'm sorry, but can you say it one more time?
Like how society would look at you if you were an unhappy mother? Versus a happy mother, you know what I mean? Like it's far more socially acceptable for, you know, people
someone
or
to be
any
happy
parent
about being a mother.
To be happy about a parent.
And I think that comes parent, from a know. Culture of women needing to be satisfied with being mothers. Like being not okay with being a mother is not okay because that's what your role is supposed to be.
Especially if you've somehow ended up being one.
Right. It's like, you know, being somehow. A dissenting, you know, maybe sperm had something to do with that. Just a guess. I mean, I've never had one, so I don't know. But
yeah.
Word on the street, it's the sperm.
No,
it's the stork.
No, it's the stork. The stork just kind of made a mistake. Yeah.
Ah, shit, that 9 looked like a 6. Damn it. Yeah, I think that, you know, being, maybe this is stating the obvious, but being dissatisfied with anything that is a usual role for any gender is kind of like, oh, you're not happy with being a mother? What is wrong with you? There must be some clinical imbalance. I mean, that's... Once again, the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Somehow I almost feel like, you know, like those statements too, sometimes just feel like it's like an overcompensation, you know, sometimes it's just like, okay.
What are you, being happy about it?
Yeah, just like, oh, you know, or just like being a little bit like, you know, I have this responsibility in society, you know, type thing. Like,
sometimes you know. I really wish people still spoke like that.
I don't think anybody speaks like that.
I know, that's why I wish people still do. It would be a lot easier to hate them, honestly.
Well, I just thought that was a really bad impression, so whatever.
Was that supposed to be a British accent?
I don't know what that was supposed to be. Honestly, I was just
really?
Thinking, you know, hoity-toity, and then it came out.
Like the child you didn't want.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, we're so funny.
To
anyway,
each other, you know, and people just start chuckling on the other end.
I think people
like,
are giggling.
Who the fuck are they? Like, what? I don't get it. You know, am I supposed to get it? Is this supposed to be like some sort of dry humor? You know?
Is this some kind of intellectual humor? I just don't understand. Or are we, you know, raw humor? Or are we just not funny? I mean, you know, that's entirely possible.
It could be many things.
We need a third person. Yeah, and then it will be a pattern. Thank you, Will Bishop.
Somebody that most people listening will probably not know. Anyway.
The one thing that he said that I found useful. And not totally irritating.
Or condescending.
It might have been condescending when he said it, but.
Actually, it was, come to think
of
the situation. So.
Sometimes that's useful. Speaking of raunch humor, oh, you didn't watch New Girl. You didn't even watch Workaholics with me. What did you think of that? You watched some of it.
It reminded me of American Pie.
I've never seen that.
Well.
Should I?
If you liked this, then maybe.
But I didn't like Step Brothers at all. I didn't really like...
Step Brother? I didn't see Step Brothers, but it's... What is
that other one?
Like
the one with Ron Burgundy?
Doozy.
Oh, wait. Is it called Ron Burgundy?
No, Anchorman.
I didn't like Anchorman. I just thought it was stupid. And I mean, maybe I was just in the right mindset for Workaholics.
Maybe.
And maybe because it reminded me of those guys back home. But
Anchorman,
I don't know.
It was just like
it was just too much. That doesn't make any difference. It's like black and white movies are classics. Some of them are awful. So.
Sorry. No, you make a really good point. It's
like just because something's funny. Classic does not make it good.
Yep.
That is a fallacy, folks. No.
I was just thinking of the word fallacy and thinking how.
God. That is fallacy. See? Phallic. That's what you were thinking of.
Well, no, I was just wondering how you'd use the word phallic as like phallic like, but without saying phallic like. Would it be phallically or.
Tumescent.
No. That's. Tumescent isn't necessary. I think like tumescent is like.
Turgid.
Maybe?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's this whole kind of question about whether phallic means just a penis in general or whether it's referring to an erect penis. So then we kind of have two different modes of words we could be thinking about.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, quite true.
Yes. Quite true. I speak the truth. So is it, which one are you?
I don't know. Which one do you think phallic is referring to? Phallic symbols in society, or like how the fact that
that's what makes me think that it's always
an erect.
You say erect, you do say erect. Yeah. I like question that. It's like, do you say erect? Of course, you say erect. What else is it gonna be?
I bet there's some synonyms. Do you want to look it up?
That's what we can do after this next song.
Yeah.
We'll bombard you with
another one.
Phallic like words that aren't phallic like, but are. Because you didn't want to use phallic, so we're going to educate our listeners into what is the alternative to saying phallic, like, wouldn't you just say phallic, though?
Well, no, I was like, you know, like using it like an adverb, you know, with the ly ending, is it phallically?
Phallically? Anyway, okay, like phallically.
The flag waved phallically in the air.
How is a flag going to wave phallic?
I don't know, I bet it's possible.
It's popular.
Popular.
Those flags love to wave like that. It's disgusting.
Anyways. See, okay.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to play a song.
Sounds good. Maybe we should, you know.
I'm going to play a song from Y-Oak, from their album Civilian, which came out this last year, called Two Small Deaths, which is the beginning of the album, not the title track, which I was going to say, in case we were also on the same mental wavelength.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to anything you just said right now.
I don't think you ever are. Here you go.
I was at work. I could take you away. Pretend I was queen. What would you say? Would you think I unread? Cause everybody's got the way I should feel.
This is the end of our show. This is Northeastern Exposure. I'm Klondike Cat.
Shotgun Molly.
And we played some music for you. The last song we played was BB Your Love from Rachel Yamagata. Before that was Skin on Skin, a genre change. From I always think those songs kind of go together, though, too. From Queens of the Stone Age. And what did we play for that?
The one from Radiohead.
Yeah, we played Lotus Flower. You watched the video to that.
That was a very interesting choreography. I'm not sure. It slightly creeped me out. Yeah. I felt like he was owning his skinny jeans, though. That was... I don't know if I actually liked that, but I felt like he was owning it, so giving him props for that.
I think that's an okay fit. Any skinnier than that, and I would be off board, basically.
And you would what?
I wouldn't be on board. I would be off board. I would be like, meh. Any skinnier than that, the pants.
Any skinnier? Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I thought you said he's actually skinnier than that. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure those.
I mean, he might be, but I mean, That was an okay fit.
Skinny jeans, just not.
Anyway, so.
Anyways, and did we listen to something before that?
I feel like we did, but I don't remember. So we did, but if it's really that important to you, you can deal with it.
Yeah. Anyways,
I'll probably play it again.
Yeah, I did look up during the break if there's any synonyms for the word phallic, and there weren't. But they asked me, did you mean Gaelic?
Which there have to be synonyms for phallic. Mm-mm. I mean, but I'm sure there are. But the
phallic versus phallus, which is
maybe you should have looked up phallus.
Maybe, but then that's just like looking up synonym for the word penis. Never mind.
I guess,
we could say like dickish.
no one says that though.
I know. That sounds a little too.
That's funny. Somebody drew a penis on the computer screen in the dust.
Maybe it's like subliminal messaging or something like that. Because I probably have been staring at that screen. No clue whatsoever that.
Well, that's what it is.
Yep. Anyways, so unsuccessful with that whole synonym quest. But
quest for the perfect synonym.
Yep.
So, hipsters with tiny dogs. Ironic or just kind of weird. Only time will tell.
I don't know. I think the ironic part is the fact that the dogs are better groomed than, you know, their owners. So
I feel like there's something there with hipsters trying to, or that style, that aesthetic, trying to look not groomed, but, like, you know, buying things that look like they're secondhand, but they're not.
Mm-hmm. But then you don't want to really buy a dog that looks.
But, yeah, I'm like, I wish that there was a level of irony that could go into that. Well, level, but you know, I just
I'd
don't
almost
think
say
that
there's a certain level of trying to be politically correct with hipsterdom sometimes.
So getting a tiny dog.
So, no, but keeping your dog well-groomed is kind of a nice thing to do for your dog, you know?
True.
So
keeping yourself hold well-groomed your
dog.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree, but you couldn't hold your dog to the same kind of scruffy standards as you do yourself because people might think you're
maybe a little OCD.
Slightly, you know.
Sociopathic. So if you can, a sociopath is dealing with people, mm-hmm. usually. I'm assuming it's always dealing with people. So if you somehow OCD, like, control the lives of your pets, is that sociopath?
I don't know. It's still creepy either way.
Well, I know. I'm talking about.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You could just say, I don't know. But
anyways, I just
think
I
about
just
that over the weekend. Creep yourself out.
But then, you know, that also gets into that whole idea of people looking like their pets. And then if you're a hipster who has a super groomed pet, what does that say? It might say that your aesthetic is actually super, super contrived.
See, I think that's the level. That's the level because there's that need to be super groomed but not look super groomed. So, like,
so it doesn't seem like it was a hipster, but then when you look at their dog is a representation of them. And therefore, it's uber grooming kind of uber groomed
state.
I knew
there was something else going on.
Makes that whole thing. Yeah. Like, I just thought it could be, you know, generally ironic. But
well, it is generally ironic, but I think there's a level. There's a deeper level.
Deeper level, yep.
I wonder if they think about that.
I bet they do. Well, maybe not. Maybe
like how this is like an us and them.
Then they would have to kind of scale back how well they groom their dog in order to kind of not portray the image of trying so hard. So they'd have to try very hard to not look like they're trying hard.
Which is what they do.
Or to look like they're not. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm
they know
myself.
That we know that they know that we know. So.
So think about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Hipsters and tiny dogs. I'm not a big fan of tiny dogs. But
I feel like I don't dislike them on principle. Some of them I don't like. I think I've actually warmed up to them.
Really? Yeah.
But I don't really
that.
Like dogs though.
I've
I'm
had
not
a,
really
a
dog
or
person.
So. Yeah, that's funny how I said I'd be a dog if I was a pet.
That's interesting. Yeah. Probably wouldn't be friends then.
Then why are we friends now?
Because you're not a dog.
Well, yeah, but I have like the personality of a dog.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You think I'm more like of a cat, like cat or dog? This is
if
like
I had to pick
cat dog debate. Would I just be a friendly cat?
They happen.
Yes, they do.
Maybe. One of those cats that seems like a dog, but I think just on principle you wouldn't be a dog.
You could
maybe you I mean there are some dogs that I like, but in general
your world paradigm would
I don't
shift.
Really like dogs.
Yep.
And so you like maybe me. I mean but the same thing. I don't really like people, but I like you, so mm-hmm.
Maybe you are a dog. Maybe I'm the exception.
Maybe you are the exception. Mm. For now.
For now.
Now, I think that there's an exception. Yeah.
Wow. We are 5 minutes over.
Oh, my God. Someone's gonna come in and be like the radio show police.
Yep. They're just going to take us away. You're going to hear all this scrambling sounds. It's like, ah! You know.
Why?
Anyway.
So we're going to stop now, and we'll see you next Friday.
Yep. This has been Northeastern Exposure.
Mid-finals panic.
Oh, yeah. Have fun with that.
I will.
So bye. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Know when this is going to happen, honestly.
We were just when she went into your room at one point.